I was just thinking that, you know, a cliff face, somebody looks at, there's a cliff, there's a mountain. Whereas somebody like yourself or us, you look at, and it's a whole different thing because it's divided up, there's that, and there's that. And you have a very intimate knowledge of something that you even can't see up there, and you can almost feel it under your fingers while you're looking to it. And it's a very intimate kind of knowledge of something that is, oh, look, a amorphous kind of face. And you have this knowledge of little minute bits.
Connecting bits.
It. And it's a whole different way of even looking at something. And your connection with it is emotional and... Yeah, and you're looking at it. You can almost feel your hands moving to it. You know, you certainly can find your impulses responding as you think of. And you would know that you can only use two fingers there, or maybe only one. You know, it's feeling it out even as you're looking. You know,
sounding a bit like Geoffrey Winthrop Young in his poem "The Short Span."
Frank,
you mean between
would you give us?
Well, I can remember this short span between my fingertips on the smooth edge, and these 10 feet cramped to the crystal ledge, I hold the life of man. Consciously I embrace, arched from the mountain rock on which I stand, to the firm limit of my lifted hand, the front of time and space. For what is there in all the world for me, but what I know and see? What remains of all I see and know, if I let go? It's very hard to resist being mocking. I always used to mock the last couple of lines because you can make a real bit of bathos.
But it's a wonderful poem.